Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om agyanati mirandasya gyana jana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurve namaha shri chitanya manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shmitabhada kamalam shri gurun vaishnavam sha shri rupam sagrachatam sahagana ragunatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Nivitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikanta Radha Kantana Musute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sintubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namumaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare So we are reading from the second chapter, contents of the Gita summarized, and text number 59. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavarjam rasapyasya param drishtva nivartate Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavarjam rasapyasya param drishtva nivartate Vishaya vinivartante Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavarjam rasapyasya Param drishtvani vartate Vishaya vinivartante Niraharasya dehina Rasavarjam rasapyasya Param drishtvani vartate Vishaya vinivartante Rasavarjam rasapyasya param drishtva nivartate Vishaya vinivartante Rasavarjam rasapyasya param drishtva nivartate Vishaya vinivartante Rasavarjam rasapyasya param drishtva nivartate Vishaya objects for sense enjoyment vinivartante are practiced to be refrained from Niraharasya by negative restrictions Dehina for the embodied Rasavarjam giving up the taste Rasaha sense of enjoyment Api although there is Shya his Param far superior things drishtva by experiencing nivartate he ceases from purport and translation by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki The embodied soul may be restricted from the sense enjoyment, though the taste for the sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. Purport. Unless one is transcendentally situated, it is not possible to cease from the sense enjoyment. The process of restriction from sense enjoyment by rules and regulations is something like restricting a diseased person from certain types of eatables. The patient, however, neither likes such restrictions nor loses his taste for eatables. Similarly, sense restriction by some spiritual process like Ashtanga Yoga in the matter of Yama Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, and so on is recommended for less intelligent persons who have no better knowledge. But one who has tasted the beauty of the Supreme Lord Krishna in the course of his advancement in Krishna consciousness no longer has a taste for dead material things. Therefore, restrictions are there for the less intelligent neophytes in the spiritual advancement of life. But such restrictions are only good until one actually has a taste for Krishna consciousness. When one is actually Krishna conscious, he automatically loses his taste for things. So, you can repeat after me. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. So the translation again, the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But seizing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste is fixed in consciousness. So even if one comes in Krishna consciousness, it is not easy to give all the attachments, to give them up. So there are four regulative principles we have to follow so that we can be fixed up in Krishna consciousness while we do our sadhana, chanting and doing our service. So this is just to keep us in goodness, in the mode of goodness. And so here it is said, unless one is transcendentally situated, it is not possible to cease from sense enjoyment. So we have to be fixed in our mind. So we have to wake up at 4 o'clock, because then everybody is sleeping mostly outside, so we can have our sadhana. Energies are peaceful, and then we can perform our japa yagya, and we have also kirtans. So this is the process for this age, Kali Yuga, chanting of the holy names. And we should also try to attend as much as possible the classes from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, so that we may hear stories and pastimes about Lord Krishna and so on. So we have to be transcendentally situated so we can have our mind in peace. So here it is said that, for example, there is Ashtanga Yoga and so on, but this is not recommended for this age. It is not easy to follow this so-called yoga system in this age now. Yoga means to connect. So if somebody is meditating upon something that doesn't exist or emptiness, he will not be fixed in his mind. He may do it for a few minutes, maybe hour max, but it won't help. So we have to be fixed on something. So we are trying to be fixed on the holy name. And this is helping us in our Krishna consciousness to be more fixed and to clean our mind from the illusion and anarthas. So I wanted to. There is a beautiful story Because here it is says that we have to control the mind and the senses. And so I wanted to read the story. It is actually a thought by Lord Buddha. I'm not a Buddhist, but this is really a nice story I would like to read. Once Buddha was traveling with a few of his followers while they were passing a lake. Buddha told one of his disciples, "I'm thirsty, do get me some water from the lake." The disciple walked up to the lake. At that moment, a bullock cart started crossing throughout the lake. As a result, the water became very muddy and turbid. The disciple thought, "How can I give this muddy water to Buddha to drink?" So he came back and told Buddha, "The water in there is very muddy. I don't think it is fit to drink." So after about half an hour, again Buddha asked for the same disciple to go back to the lake. The disciple went back and found that the water was still muddy. He returned and informed Buddha about the same. After some time, again Buddha asked the same disciple to go back. So this time the disciple found the mud had settled down and the water was clean and clear. So he collected some water in a pot and brought it to Buddha. Buddha looked at the water and then he looked up at the disciple and said, "See what you did to make the water clean? You let it be and the mud settled down on its own and you have clear water. Your mind is like that too. When it is disturbed, just let it be. Give it a little time. It will settle down on its own. You don't have to put it any effort to calm it down. It will happen. It is effortless." So having peace of mind is not a strenuous job. It is an effortless process. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained in the third verse of Shikshashtakam prayers, Trinada Pisuni Chena, Tariro Ivasahishnuna Amanina Madandena Kirtanya Sadahari. So one should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So this Trinada Pisuni Chena is the most important instruction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us, but this, on our own, we really cannot follow. To be humble, actually, some disciples of Srila Prabhupada said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never mentioned in his Shikshashtaka that you have to accept a guru. So Prabhupada said, "Well, how will you become humble if you don't accept a guru?" So this is the point. How will you become tolerant? And so this is the point of following the rules, regulations to fix our mind. So in this story it is said that we should leave our mind until it settles up and it becomes peaceful. This is one way, but the best process is to try chant the holy name, to have good japa, then our mind can be really fixed. So we have to develop a taste for it. It is not easy. It is said that there are three stages of the chanting of the holy name. First one is Nama Parada, which means fallen stage. And there are ten offenses against the holy name that one may break and not get full benefit of the holy name. So anyway, by chanting Nama Parada stage, we maintain three things, isn't it right? We get sense enjoyment, we get economic development, and so-called religiosity, isn't it right? Yeah. So this is from Nama Parada. And from Nama Basa stage, we get these three and liberation. So Nama Basa stage is when we are not committing offenses and we get liberation from chanting the holy name. But that's not our goal of life, to become liberated just. So the third one is Shudanam, which means pure name. And chanting the pure name brings Krishna prema. It is said if you chant holy name once purely, that you can see Krishna immediately. So this is not easy. It is actually said in Jiva Dharma, in a conversation, that only by sadhu sangha, associating with pure devotees, can one actually chant Shudanam. Here it is nicely explained. I would like to read it. Small. Find it. Yes. So it is like this. Remember by, my dear brother, Krishna Nama cannot awaken in the association of non-devotees. Only the syllables of Sri Nama will come out of the mouth, but Nama himself will remain far away. Certainly there is only Nama Aparad in their association. Sometimes by great fortune there is Nama Basa stage. But you should know that both Namabhasa and Namaparada are obstacles for Krishna Bhakti. If you want to chant pure Krishna Nama, then take Sadhu Sangha, association of pure devotees, and at the same time fully relinquish all desires for enjoyment, liberation, and mystic perfections. So, anyway, by chanting more and more, actually we will develop some taste for it. And we will want to chant more. But we should try at least to chant on Namabhasa stage, if you're not having association of really pure devotees who are actually chanting Shuddhanam. So we should at least try Namabhasa. And it is said that one who chants Namaparada stage is already fallen. So if one develops Namabhasa stage for a longer time and is chanting on that stage, then he will become very soon liberated from this material attachments and energy, and will be fixed up in pure goodness. So this is actually the stage of Brahma Bhuta, which first has to come at Nishta. So we are trying to pass Anartha Nivritti, which is the heaviest part. So it starts with Shraddha, with faith, then it comes to Sadhu Sangha, associating with pure devotees. After that comes Bhajana Kriya, doing the devotional practice. Sadhana Bhakti, Sadhana Kriya. So, after that comes Anartha Nivritti. We're getting rid of our bad habits. And this takes long time. But if we develop faith, unflinching faith, Adhaishraddha, because there are two kinds of faith. One is ordinary faith, and the other is unflinching faith. Yeah. So, we have to have faith in Krishna and try to avoid these 10 offenses. I mean, it's not so difficult. Just the last, what is the tenth one is that we have to have 10 offenses. The first one is the first one is to blaspheme the Vaishnavas who surrendered for propagating the holy name. The first one. And the second one is to not follow the rules and regulations of your spiritual master, isn't it right? Then, this is the third. Okay, so to think that the names of Shiva and Brahma are equal to the name of Vishnu. So this is also another topic, because Shiva Tattva, he has different Tattva. He's not Mahavishnu Tattva, and he's not Jiva Tattva either. It is explained that, Prabhupada explained it, that Mahavishnu is like a milk and Shiva is like a yogurt. So yogurt cannot become milk. So Krishna became Shiva, but because Shiva is touched by the material modes of nature, he has to react according to them. So he is not actually complete from Mahatattva, right? He comes from Mahatattva, but he is different Tattva. Shiva is different Tattva. And it is said, actually, I read it, I think, in Madhurya Kadambini, that Jiva can also sometimes replace, he can become Shiva. He can take place of it, sometimes. Yeah, there is different Shivas. Yeah. As I read, it is said, yeah? Yes. Yes. So it is said that Vishnu and Shiva are not different, but Shiva is not Vishnu. So it's like that. He's different Tattva. So yeah, this is three. The fourth one is to. The third is the Guru. Yeah. So I don't know them by the. Yes. Yes, that was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained, that if you think that your guru is ordinary person, that you will never get after billions and billions of time, you will never receive his mercy. So Guru is a special person, he is manifestation of Krishna. And yes, so this is the third one, to disobey the ideas of Guru and consider him to be an ordinary person. So after that comes, I don't know them in English. Yeah, to blaspheme the Vedic literatures. And the fifth one is to consider the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to be one of the Karma Kandas. How is it? This is the fifth one. To think that it is imagination. To give some interpretation on the holy name. But to consider it to be some ritualic process, that's the eighth one. On the strength of the holy name, the ninth. So the first one is to blaspheme the Vaishnava's devotees. Okay. To blaspheme the devotees of the Lord. The devotees of the Lord. Yes. To blaspheme the devotees who have surrendered. Yes, okay. Yes, to consider the names of the Lord. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. The names. Yes. From Karma Kanda. Karma Kanda. And the 10th one? After? Yes, so many instructions. Yes. And there is 10 plus, and then the 10th plus. To be unattentive. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, you may not. Yes. Okay. Yes, so Bhakti. Okay, can we go on with the lecture? So okay, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that Mai may not commit these 10 offenses to the holy name, but he may not be attentive to. But when he's chanting, he may think about something else. Well, it's not so easy to develop this state of mind to not think of something else while chanting, but it is possible. If you're associating with someone who is in Shuddha Sattva, who is chanting Shuddha Nam, then we can actually experience it. Yes. So, actually we should cry to Krishna to send us such sadhu sangha. Have to cry before Krishna, otherwise how will he shower mercy upon us? Because we cannot recognize. So we have to develop some taste for this chanting, hearing, and so on. So I wanted to read something from Srimad Bhagavatam, this very nice verse, the fourth canto. So Maharaj Prithu wanted to have millions of ears to hear the glories of the lotus feet of the Lord. He specifically mentioned that the glories of the Lord should emanate from the mouths of pure devotees who speak from the cores of their heart. It is stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.3, Sukha Mukhad Amrita Dravasam Yutam. The nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam became more relishable because it emanated from the mouth of Srila Shukadev Goswami. So Srila Prabhupada says, one might think that these glories of the Lord can be heard from anywhere, from the mouths of either devotees or non-devotees. But here it is specifically mentioned that the glories of the Lord must emanate from the mouths of pure devotees. So Srila Prabhupada is stressing out here that we should take Sadhu Sangha and in Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, he was listening for 1 week, right, to Srimad Bhagavatam, and he became liberated just by listening it from the mouths of pure devotee. Because it is Srila Prabhupada, I also read that there's a big difference between reading and hearing. Srila Prabhupada in many places mentioned that there is no difference. And in a few places he also mentions that there is difference. So Prabhupada said that reading or hearing from the realized person, there is no difference, but hearing the sound vibration from the realized soul is still more effective, better. So there is no difference because that person wrote the instructions, and if you follow them, you're following that person. But the most easiest process is to hear the sound vibration coming from his lotus mouth. This is also what Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur stressed out, that Krishna's darshan can only be attained. That one can only get Krishna darshan, if one is hearing the Harikatha from the lips of pure Vaishnava. He said that there is no other way. So we have to associate with someone who is the manifestation of Krishna. The Guru is manifestation of Krishna. So we have to hear from him. This is the easiest process. Srila Prabhupada also explained that we cannot just read books. It can give us a lot, of course, but we have to associate with someone who is liberated, who has realized this knowledge. Then it's very easy for us to understand it. So also Narada Muni said that simply by hearing from the realized soul for 4 months, during he was staying in Chaturmasya, that gradually he developed Krishna consciousness, and then he began to practice his devotional service. So this is the process. This is by hearing. Srila Prabhupada stressed it out, Shravanam. Just hearing is the most important thing. It starts with Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and repeating it. Then it will have some effect on it. And we should, Srila Prabhupada said once to one devotee, his disciple, that he should just meditate upon the instructions that he gave him, and simply by doing this, you are liberated. You become liberated. So in one sense, it is easy to become liberated, and it's not. If we have Adishraddha, unflinching faith in Guru Sadhu Shastra, and we cry before Krishna to only send us Sadhu Sangha, the association of pure devotees, then it can be easily done. And while we cannot associate with such elevated Vaishnavas, we should try our best in chanting the holy names, because this is the only process in this age. So there are five angas of devotional service that are most important, let's say like this. It is Mathura Vas, staying at the holy place. And then it's Bhagavat Shravan, eating Srimad Bhagavatam. Then the third one is Sadhu Sangha, associating with pure devotees. The fourth one is the fifth one is chanting the holy names, Nam Sankirtan. And yeah, one of them is the deity worship. So out of these five, the most important is chanting the holy name, because this is the Yuga Dharma. of this age, there's only one Yuga Dharma. So this is the most important. And first one was Mathuravas, Bhagavat Shravan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Then it's Sri Seva, so Murti Seva, yeah? So worshipping the deity, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Sankirtan. So Nam Sankirtan is most important. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explained in his book called Sri Chaitanya's Teachings that if one only is doing Nam Sankirtan, performing the Yuga Dharma, that he doesn't have to do other four angas of devotional service. That he will get the full benefit from doing it because it's Yuga Dharma. And if one does any other anga of devotional service without performing Nam Sankirtan, his service is not, how is it says, is not complete. It's not complete. So even it is said that in Dwaraka or Mathura, they do service for Krishna and so on, but they always chant the holy names. Everyone is chanting the holy names in the spiritual world. Like it is said, every step in the spiritual world is like a dance, and every word is like a song. So anyway, I wanted to express actually Sadhu Sangha. Even though Nam Sankirtan is the most important, with Sadhu Sangha you get everything. If you associate with a pure devotee who has Vrindavan in his heart, you're immediately in Mathuravas. If he is talking Srimad Bhagavatam, then you are fulfilling the second anga of devotional service. Then he will also give you to do the deity worship. And the fourth one, you are associating with him. The fifth one, you will chant and hear Harikatha from his lotus lips. So you'll get everything by Sadhu Sangha. So Sadhu Sangha is the most important. And Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma, but still Sadhu Sangha is important for us. Because for Kanishta Adhikaris, it's very important to hear from realized souls. Then it will have effect on our ears. It is said that just Shravanam, we have to hear. Then it will have effect. Because just by reading, I'm just seeing now black and white pages. I know this is Bhagavad Gita, holy book that was spoken by Krishna. I can read it and get some benefit. But if there was a pure devotee in front of me explaining me this, just like Shukadev Goswami did to Parikshit Maharaj, right? For 1 week, he became liberated just like this. So it is important for us to hear. Not even Prabhupada mentions, not even from the tapes, is powerful. As powerful as hearing it from the mouth of pure devotee. He says, just hear the message of God. From who? San Mukaritam, throughout the mouth of the devotees, not professional, not gramophone, throughout the lips of real devotee. So you simply have to hear the message of God. God had Krishna throughout the realized sentient person. So this is the best process, Sadhu Sangha, associating with someone who is self-realized. Then we will have a full benefit of everything. We will have more faith. We will be more fixed. Like it is said in this verse, we have to be transcendental situated. So we have to get Guru Kripa Shakti. This is also very important. So you can do our sadhana. So association is very, very important. Prabhupada also stressed it out in many places. So Prabhupada also said, don't wait for another life. It is very risky that we should wait for another life to become perfect. We should try our best now, even though we may not become Premi Bhaktas. We should cry for it every day before Krishna. Please, Krishna, please. I am a fool number one, but please, Krishna, take me out of this maya. I don't have desire to serve you, but make me have that desire so I can serve you. Let me have the desire to serve you always. So we should pray to Krishna like that every day. And one day, even though maybe in this lifetime we don't get Krishna Prema, go back to Goloka Vrindavan, if Krishna sees that we are being enthusiastic and we're trying our best now, then he will give us a bigger opportunity in next life. Prabhupada said, one who is not born in Vaishnava family, that he will either have to go to another universe where there is Krishna Lila, or be born in Vaishnava family, or may become perfect in this one lifetime. So mostly, we will go to Krishna Lila in Gokula. Gokula is manifestation of Goloka in the material world. So I just wanted to say also about holy name, as it is Yuga Dharma, that it is said also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, yes, simply by chanting one name of Krishna purely, all one's sins are destroyed. Thus bhakti, which is the cause of Krishna prema, is manifest. So here it is said that simply by chanting one name of Krishna purely, once purely, means Shudanam, all one's sins are destroyed. It is said that if you chant Shudanam, you immediately become liberated like this. So we have to try our best, cry before Krishna. Give us association of such a persons so that we may also chant Shudanam. This is not easy, but at least we can try Namabhasa stage. This is possible. But we have to then follow and commit offense. And we should all, I was thinking also about it, why would we make offense to the Holy Name? If the Holy Name is our best friend, it can give us liberation, it can give us Krishna Prema. It is Krishna Himself. But if I'm chanting Nama Aparada stage, that's not Krishna at all. This is just alphabet. That's how it says in the Jiva Dharma. Only the syllables of the name are coming out. But the name himself is staying far away. And it is said that Nama is more merciful than Nami. Nami is the one who is named, that's Krishna. So the holy name is more merciful than Krishna himself. So if we pray to Krishna, please Krishna, if we can chant the Namabhasa stage at least, until we don't get the association of Shuddha Bhaktas, the chant pure name, we should try our best. So anyway, I'll stop here. So I just wanted to stress out a little bit these important things, Sadhu Sangha and the holy name, so that we can be fixed up in and transcendentally situated, as it says in the verse in Bhagavad Gita. So if there is any question you would like to ask, comment, anything. No? Okay. Sorry? Yeah? One who is liberated, that is Nishta, that comes after Nama Anartha Nivritti. So Anartha Nivritti, Prabhupada said, it's very difficult to pass. Also Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned it, that from Shraddha to Anartha Nivritti, it takes long time. But when one comes on Nishta, that's Madhyamadhikari, he becomes very quickly Uttamadhikari. Prabhupada explained it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's from the disease. Yes, he's liberated. He's not anymore in the modes of passion and ignorance. So he's... What kind of disease? You can get sickness by the mercy of Krishna also. It can be His mercy. So, it depends. You have still material body, you know? So anything can happen to it. Sorry? How to recognize what? How to recognize what? Well, I don't know. I don't have any example right now. So, it may be disease by the mercy of Krishna, you know. It may be that me did offense, so it comes. It may be karma, but when you're liberated, you know, there's no karma. So, disease won't come, but if it comes, we should accept it as a mercy of Krishna. That's how I read it, understood it. So it can be both, you know. It can be Krishna's mercy. May not be. So yes, this is. Yes. Yes. Well, I don't know the positions of devotees who left bodies before or not, you know. I don't know who was who, what was his position. So it may be karma, you know. But when you're liberated, as I heard, there is no karma anymore. You're liberated. So on that stage, Srila Prabhupada said that when you become liberated, then actually you can understand Krishna. Because then you become self-realized and you can understand Krishna. But when one becomes Madhyamadhikari or Nishta, that's Brahma-Buddha stage, he very easily develops Ruchi, taste for chanting the holy names. Then comes a Shakti, strong attachment, then Bhava, and then Prema. Like this, but we should just concentrate on Nishta, because most devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness are still on Anartha Nivritti. Not all of them, of course, but many. So we should concentrate on Nishta to become purified, liberated, and then we can get this bhakti, that is Madhyamadhikari's bhakta, because he has bhakti. So like this. Is there any other question? Nishtha means steady devotion. Steady devotion. So that means you're fixed up. Like this verse says, transcendentally situated. You have to be transcendentally situated so that you are not attacked by illusion, that you are sense enjoyment, you know, and so on. So when you come on Nishta, then it's liberation, no more ignorance and passion, only sattva, shuddha sattva, your goodness. Then when you develop this, then your devotional service is very easy, your mind is very fixed up, like this. Is there any other question? Okay. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nittai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Gaur.